Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Thursday of the fifth week of Lent. Today's theme, Embraced by Your Father's Approval. Who do you think you are? Has anyone ever said that to you? In today's gospel passage from John chapter 8, verses 51 through 59, Jesus was confronted with this same implied accusation of being arrogant and false. It was asked by people who did not want to accept that the long-awaited Messiah had finally arrived as a non-military, love-your-enemy preacher from a small hick town in Galilee, especially because he challenged them on so many issues. Who do you think you are? Is the cry of those who don't want to believe that you are more qualified than they are to do a service for God or company or community. It's the complaint of those who feel inadequate. It's the challenge of those who feel challenged by what you're doing as they desperately try to make their lives easier by getting rid of your influence. When Terry's daughter worked for a bookstore to earn money for college, she risked her job by secretly trashing the satanic Bible into the garbage so she wouldn't have to sell it. If the manager had caught her, he might have said, "Who do you think you are to throw away store property just because you don't like the book's content?" What risks do you take for Christ? Terry's husband Ralph once got into trouble for teaching a confirmation class with the textbook closed. Because the prescribed method of teaching the lesson wasn't reaching the kids' hearts, he closed the book and began sharing from his personal faith life and real-world experiences. Afterwards, he was reprimanded for not following normal procedure. The message was, "Who do you think you are to override the director's authority?" Yet his class, every student, was the only class to come back for more after confirmation. And there was a time when a friend of Terry's got into trouble by praying the rosary daily for the end of abuses at a parish. The priest who was at the center of the problem, as well as those who didn't want to believe that a priest might actually be abusive to his staff, told them to stop praying. Of course they didn't, and when a newspaper ran an article about it with a photo of them praying, Terry wondered what it would do to her reputation as director of Good News Ministries. But nothing happened to her reputation. God protected her, and the parish experienced healing under a new priest. Whenever we earn the "who do you think you are" question, if we're motivated by love and a concern for others and a desire to do God's will, we are being like Christ.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and text message, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.